Hi, this is Luke Cassidy from the online team. Today I'm talking to European correspondent Arthur Beasley. Arthur, European leaders are gathering tonight and tomorrow in Brussels for the summit. What is the mood going into this summit and what's likely to be discussed?
I think Greece is going to dominate these meetings. European leaders will gather here for dinner this evening around 7 o'clock Brussels time. They will dine with the president of the European Central Bank, Jean-Claude Trichet. I think there was something of a reprieve during the week when the Greek parliament voted to endorse the new cabinet assembled last week by the Greek prime minister. But there remains a sense that the situation is very, very tense and volatile. Indeed, on the eve of the summit, Mr. Trichet said that red warning lights were flashing in relation to the sovereign debt crisis.
Enda Kenny has been criticised by the opposition at home for failing to meet French President Nicolas Sarkozy about France's opposition to a cut in Ireland's loan interest rate. I assume they will meet in side meetings at this summit. So what is the likelihood that Mr. Kenny will get any movement at all from Paris on the issue?
I think there is very little expectation at this point that there will be a breakthrough at the summit. Ireland's interest rate is not on the formal agenda of the summit meeting. Inevitably, Enda Kenny will have an opportunity either tonight or tomorrow to speak with Nicolas Sarkozy, the French president, who is deemed to be the last holdout against an immediate rate cut in the absence of a dilution of Ireland's corporate tax. But the sense remains going into this summit that the conditions are not yet in place for a deal.
When do you think these conditions will be in place?
Well, very difficult to say. This issue has been ongoing ever since for 6 months now. I mean, people came back after Christmas, and very, very quickly the question of reduction in the Irish interest rate came to the fore. Successive European summits, this is the third now since Mr. Kenny became Taoiseach, have not reached a resolution. And this is taking place against the backdrop in which the interest rate on Greek loans has been reduced. And the Portuguese bailout deal done in April assumes that the interest rate will be indeed lower than the Irish one as well. However, on the French side, there continues to be pressure on the government to do something about corporate tax. Mr. Sarkozy has been urging an increase in the corporate tax rate. That is something that Taoiseach says he will not do, and the standoff remains. So it would appear to be little prospect at this point of an immediate breakthrough.
And finally, Arthur, back to what you were saying about Jean-Claude Trichet and the red lights flashing. What do the leaders actually hope will come out of the summit?
I think what we might get very late this evening or perhaps early tomorrow morning is some class of a declaration agreed by the leaders of the 27 countries in which they would pledge to continue supporting Greece on the basis that its government continues down the path of austerity and privatization. I think this meeting comes in advance of a pretty heavy negotiation of a second bailout for Greece, but before that, parliamentary approval is required for the new austerity and privatization plan. There'll be a big vote next Tuesday night on that. In advance of that, we're in a kind of wait-and-see mode. Papandreou, the Prime Minister of Greece, maintains that he will have support to secure a parliamentary majority. The European authorities want a national consensus in Greece. That doesn't seem to be in the offing. So the situation remains volatile, unclear, and uncertain.